Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 15th, 2018. Today is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Here is a reading from the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you, even with tears. Their end is destruction, their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Here ends the reading. This is a poignant reading, given that we are now only 2 days in Lent. Lent is the opportunity for the church as a whole and for each one of us as individuals to reorder our lives, to recognize the places where we have fallen victim to inattentiveness, where we have unconsciously adopted the idols, the gods with little g's of our world, and in particular, our cultural context. We lose sight of where our citizenship ultimately lies. As the baptized people of God, we know that our citizenship is in heaven. And heaven is not some place far away, over the stars and behind the moon. Our citizenship is with the people of God who walk the way of Jesus and who promote, proclaim, and live the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of forgiveness, the kingdom of truthfulness, the kingdom of nonviolence, the kingdom of God's justice. It's easy to forget, isn't it, that we're called to a different way. The way that I often think about it is, we are called from another place in Scripture to be in the world but not of the world, and yet we all know how easily it happens. One day leads to the next, and before we know it, a little or maybe a lot of the world has gotten into us, and we've forgotten who we are. And maybe that's what repentance is all about. Not simply taking on a new set of actions, but before we even act, maybe repentance is first of all a discipline of remembering that we are called to be more than simply subjects to the gods, the idols of our culture. We are called to be more than simply a massive reflexive action coming out of our own habituated and often unreflective appetites. One of the remedies that the prayer book offers for us in this season of reflection and repentance is the litany of penitence that we say in the Episcopal Church on Ash Wednesday. For those of you who are Episcopalians and perhaps didn't get to see it yesterday in church, it's on page 267 in the Book of Common Prayer. And I commend this litany of penitence not as simply a thing for Ash Wednesday, but it is a wonderful way to do an examination of conscience, to think about how are we attending to our citizenship of heaven. How have we become infected with the ways of the world? How have we unreflectively allowed the gods of our culture to become idols that come between us and God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Here are a few lines from the Litany of Penitence that have particularly stood out to me this year. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives, our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. Our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts. Our negligence in prayer and worship. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Last evening, as I led the final Ash Wednesday liturgy here at Trinity Church, in the aftermath of yet another school shooting, this one in Florida, I have to say that this last petition that I read, where we ask the Lord to accept our repentance for our blindness to human need and suffering and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. There was no justice, and there was hallways full of cruelty yesterday in a school in Florida. And I confess that I do not know how to make a dent in our culture's fascination with violence. But I know I cannot afford to become indifferent to it. I cannot afford to be so blinded by my own self-indulgent appetites and ways, my own desire for comfort, my own desire for my own well-being, that I become indifferent to the suffering around me. The suffering sometimes wrought simply because we lack a cultural will to address it. I recognize that this is a complicated issue, but a complicated issue is not an insolvable one. We can solve it. But first, we have to have a will. And the will for peaceableness has to come from people like you and me, people of faith, people who realize our citizenship is not in this world, but our citizenship is grounded in a place of life and love and grace and mercy and truth. My hope for myself and for all of us who name the name of Jesus is that this Lent will be a time when we will remember where our citizenship is. We will repent of the ways we have forgotten that citizenship, and we will move steadfastly, quickly, joyfully toward living in the fullness that God has set aside for each one of us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That sounds like a tall order, but we've got all of Lent to make a step or two in the right direction. Let's get started. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.